The news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. New Jersey and Maine ended partial government shutdowns just in time for the 4th of July holiday on Tuesday, helping New Jersey Governor Chris Christie move past the embarrassment of being photographed on a beach that had been closed to the public. Both states had suspended non-essential services for 3 days after failing to reach budget agreements. Their Republican governors signed the bills after late-night negotiations with their respective state legislatures. They were two of nine states that had missed their deadlines for enacting budgets in time for the July 1st start of the new fiscal year. President Donald Trump is headed back to Europe, hoping to make an impression as he lands in Poland on Wednesday, where he hopes to show his alliance with Eastern European NATO allies. The visit comes just days ahead of his first ever meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House won't say what the two will talk about, but has confirmed the meeting is set for Friday afternoon. There's no specific agenda, said White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. It's really going to be whatever the president wants to talk about. Officials are seeing fewer food stamp recipients under the new administration as some states have moved aggressively to push those who can work back into the job market and eventually off the program. Alabama, the number of recipients declined 5,538 to 831 between January and the beginning of May, an 85% drop. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson vowing Tuesday the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. This comes as Pyongyang successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile. The U.S. military conducted their own precise firing demonstration in response. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a big slate of breaking news for you this afternoon. From North Korea to New York City, the world is in trauma, and Mike Pence has been justified by the New York Times. All coming up.
And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
You remember a few months ago when it was made public that Mike Pence refused to lunch with ladies or dinner with ladies that are not his wife, and he will not imbibe alcohol without her in public. He was made fun of that. But Molly Hemingway will join us in a bit to talk about how the New York Times says he's right.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So this is an absolutely unprovoked attack on the two officers sitting in this TH rig.
That is the voice of Commissioner O'Neill earlier today responding to the discussion about the police assassination in New York City last night or early this morning. About 12:30 this morning is when it took place. And really, just another reminder of just how, I don't know, far too comfortable we are getting with the idea that these shootings and these attacks against police are going to take place. It is really disturbing to see that people feel like they can do this unprovoked, just bold. The police officer was sitting in a well-marked police vehicle. It's a rolling command center is kind of what it is. Looks like a big armored truck kind of thing, but obviously didn't have the protection that some of those have. And it was a two-time convict who did this. He had voiced anger at law enforcement officers in the past. He saw this police officer sitting in this vehicle and opened fire on her. Mio Sotis Familia, 48, taken to St. Barnabas Hospital. She was pronounced dead about 3 hours after the shooting. So the doctors tried, did everything that they could. The gunman, identified by police as Alexander Bonds, 34, had been paroled in May of 2013, serving 8 years for robbery in Syracuse, some of it in the Attica Correctional Facility, which is pretty notorious. In a video that he posted to Facebook last September, he railed against prison conditions and warned people of officers raping or killing inmates. But he also hinted that he would not back down in any confrontations with police officers on the streets. "I'm not playing, Mr. Officer. I don't care about 100 police watching this." He added, "I got broken ribs for a reason, son. We're going to shake. We're going to do something. We can't be dying for free, getting raped for free, just for them to give you hush money. Is you stupid? I don't want the money. I want justice." So I want to point out that Mr. Bonds, African-American, then feels like it is completely within his right to kill an African-American female. At another point, Mr. Bonds alluded to encountering officers and said, "I'm not hesitating. It ain't happening. I wasn't in a girl jail, and I'm not going to be a girl in these streets." I'm substituting words here. Law enforcement officials said detectives have reviewed the Facebook video. So another unprovoked attack. This is just like the Lou and Ramos shootings, in which someone just walks right up and takes their life. I'd like to see a lot more leadership out of our city in how they're going to address this. I'd like to see some practical steps be brought back to help, you know, prevent some of the people from being able to do this that want to do it. You know, it's amazing when stop and frisk was in effect. It's amazing what kind of crimes didn't happen. 888-340-3373 if you've got any opinions on that. The other big story today that is still breaking headlines is the U.S. officials, according to Fox News, are saying that they watched North Korea prepare for yesterday's launch of its intercontinental ballistic missile, a well-placed senior U.S. official telling Fox News. However, no anti-missile defense systems appear to have been activated to shoot down the rocket. The U.S. had watched North Korea fueling the rocket prior to the launch. "Clearly, we watched North Korea very closely," said Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis. "The missile fired on Tuesday is a new type of North Korean ICBM, which had yet to be named." And in fact, we can go, breaking news, to the UN because they are discussing what appropriate response should be to North Korea. And Nikki Haley, our ambassador, is taking the podium. Let's take a listen.
"North Korean regime openly states that its missiles are intended to deliver nuclear weapons to strike cities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And now it has greater capacity to do so. In truth, it is not only the United States and our allies that are threatened. North Korea's destabilizing escalation is a threat to all nations in the region and beyond. Their actions are quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution. The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies. One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction. We have other methods of addressing those who threaten us and of addressing those who supply the threats. We have great capabilities in the area of trade. President Trump has spoken repeatedly about this. I spoke with him at length about it this morning. There are countries that are allowing, even encouraging, trade with North Korea in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Such countries would also like to continue their trade arrangements with the United States. That's not going to happen. Our attitude on trade changes when countries do not take international security threats seriously. Before the path to a peaceful solution is entirely closed, however, there remains more that the international community can and must do, diplomatically and economically. In the coming days, we will bring before the Security Council a resolution that raises the international response in a way that is proportionate to North Korea's new escalation. I will not detail the resolution here today, but the options are all known to us. If we are unified, the international community can cut off the major sources of hard currency to the North Korean regime. We can restrict the flow of oil to their military and their weapons program. We can increase air and maritime restrictions. We can hold senior regime officials accountable. The international community has spoken frequently against the illegal and dangerous actions of the North Korean regime. For many years, there have been numerous UN sanctions against North Korea, but they have been insufficient to get them to change their destructive course. So in order to have an impact, in order to move North Korea off its military escalation, we must do more. We will not look exclusively at North Korea. We will look at any country that chooses to do business with this outlaw regime. We will not have patience for stalling or talking our way down to a watered-down resolution. Yesterday's ICBM escalation requires an escalated diplomatic and economic response. Time is short. Action is required. The world is on notice. If we act together, we can still prevent a catastrophe, and we can rid the world of a grave threat. If we fail to act in a serious way, there will be a different response. Much of the burden of enforcing UN sanctions rests with China. 90% of trade with North Korea is from China. We will work with China. We will work with any and every country that believes in peace. But we will not repeat the inadequate approaches of the past that have brought us to this dark day. We cannot forget the multiple missile tests this year or yesterday's escalation. We cannot forget Otto Warmbier and others North Korea continues to hold. We cannot forget the threats to our friends and allies around the world. We will not forget, and we will not delay. Thank you.
All right. That's Haley, Nikki Haley from the UN. Addressing the Security Council as they have met to respond to North Korea's launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Evidently, they wanted it to be aimed at America. We didn't feel it was dangerous enough to even shoot it down. So there's the still incapacitation they have to do much. But it is getting more serious as they are seeming to do what they've said they would do, and that is to come after the West. So we'll follow that story as it goes through the afternoon. Coming up next, Molly Hemingway joins me from The Federalist to discuss a brand new poll in the New York Times and what it means about our vice president. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature. Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're all set. Our vice president, I think I'm speaking for both, but I'm not 100% sure. I will tell you one thing. He has one hell of a good marriage going.
All right. Put in delicately, the president complimented Mike Pence when he wandered in some strange controversy a few months ago. And the media kind of seized on it and tried to turn it into something that, you know, it's strange what the media does. They take things that may be completely normal, but because of a person that they don't like, they try to turn it into the worst opposite of whatever it could be at the time. And someone who has noted that in a terrific new piece in The Federalist is the senior editor at The Federalist. Molly Hemingway is her name, and she joins us for the first time here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Molly, it's good to finally get you on here. I'm such a fan of what you do.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Let me ask you, where does the story on the Mike Pence marriage issue begin?
So it actually begins 15 years ago with Mike Pence mentioning something about how he has certain guardrails on his marriage, including that he doesn't drink, he doesn't go out drinking without his wife around, and that he doesn't have private intimate dinners with women who are not his wife. And this was pulled back into a story in the Washington Post in March, and it created, sparked this huge uproar from various media people, both on Twitter and in the stories they created, where they thought this was proof that Mike Pence is a horrible sexist, a misogynist, whose way of handling his own marriage puts women in his midst into like terrific disadvantage.
And let's talk about let's talk about that for just a second, because that was largely how I remembered the media responding to this. But they went so far as to say that he was similar to Sharia law in terms of how he viewed the women in his life.
You saw many journalists on Twitter say, oh, well, the GOP is so concerned about Sharia, which I'm not entirely sure what they were getting at there, but the GOP is so concerned about Sharia, but here's Mike Pence, who won't have private intimate dinners with women who are not his wife. So really, he's Sharia-like. And they thought that this was just very abnormal behavior.
Well, and that, you know, depending on the segment of society that we're talking about today, it is aberrant behavior. But you make a very interesting point at the end of your piece where you say that the New York Times, who's just published this poll that we're going to talk about, is well written, but notes that women, Republicans, rural voters, Southerners, Midwesterners, religious people, particularly evangelical Christians, were more likely to show concern about meeting people of the opposite sex who are not their spouses. You also go on to say that long list of people pretty much come nowhere near where most major newsrooms are today. So we're just talking about two sectors of society that understand each other, being liberals and the media, and not having any understanding of what most America looks like.
Right. It's like two different universes, even more than two different countries. But first, to point out that the New York Times did, for some reason, they thought this was a good question to poll registered voters about, whether they have these views on protecting marriage. And surprisingly, many Americans actually share Mike Pence's views. So,
how so? Break it down for us.
Well, 60% of women and 48% of men who are registered voters think it's inappropriate to have a drink with someone who is not your spouse. 53% of women and 45% of men say it's inappropriate to have a dinner with someone who's not your spouse. And then it goes down, one, surprisingly to me, even 25% of men and women think it's inappropriate to have a work meeting with a member of the opposite sex.
Meaning alone and not in a work setting, obviously.
Yeah, well, no, I think that the other things were the alone things, and this is saying even if you, I mean, yes, alone, a private work meeting, but, you know, behind closed doors or something. So not only was Mike Pence not this horrifically abnormal person, he's well within the norm of people in terms of how people decide to protect their marriages or even just protect any interaction between the sexes. Interaction between the sexes being a wonderful thing, but also fraught with danger. And so people do have rules that protect these things. And yes, as you noted, rural voters, Southern voters, Midwesterners, women, and evangelical Christians were more likely to think it inappropriate to have these private meetings than others. And those are groups that tend to be marginalized from newsrooms.
Yeah. Molly, we're talking about this on a day in which CNN has tried to privately destroy the life of a private citizen. We're talking about it in the context of a president who has felt like he has been more or less under attack in kind of a war-based footing from many of the networks since he came into office. What is it about the media that causes them to be so different from the everyday man, woman, and child that inhabit most of America?
Well, there are many reasons, but just even on the point you just made about there being this larger battle between Trump and the media and CNN trying to destroy someone who made fun of CNN in a funny video that the president tweeted out, these things have resonance with average Americans precisely because of things like this Mike Pence story. We have been subjected to decades of the media taking very normal and frankly good values. You know, it's good to protect marriage. It's good to have proper relationships between the sexes. And they have taken those values and treated them like they are bigotry and that they're asinine and that they are dangerous. And so when Trump has a battle with the media, I think a lot of people feel that they have been in a battle with the media against the values, that the media are arguing against the values that they hold, and that they are playing dirty in how they do that, and that they're not doing a good job with providing balanced perspectives or seeking out opinions that are different from theirs. And so I think when people see Trump and the media battling, they also see this larger battle that they have experienced with the media and the values that they hold.
You know, I was on Fox on Friday with Happening Now, and we were talking about Trump's tweets, and my very basis of what I argued is that fundamentally the media don't understand him and they don't understand the people that voted for him, and this New York Times poll appears to reinforce that.
Well, and what's so interesting about this is we have objective demonstrable proof of that divide. You know that, you know what you read, you know what you saw throughout 2016. The media told us there was no way that Donald Trump could win, should win, everything down the line. And in response to their dramatic failure to understand what was happening in the country, did they start hiring people who felt differently than them? No. Did they fire the people who did such a bad job covering the race? Not only did they not fire them, frequently they promoted them or hired them away from one outlet to a more prominent outlet. They didn't do any of the structural changes they need to make in their newsrooms to bring in some of these other opinions, and they didn't stick to just reporting facts. They're still pushing these narratives like Mike Pence is sexist or, you know, these conspiracy theories and whatnot. So, major problems.
Molly, could you hang one more segment with us? It's a short one. Okay. We're speaking with Molly Hemingway, the senior editor at The Federalist, which if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I strongly encourage you to check that out every day. And a very interesting piece talking about media bias, but how they were wrong on the decisions and convictions of Mike Pence to conduct his marriage a certain way. We'll continue and take your calls. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thoughts on anything we're discussing at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. New York Times releasing a poll saying, oh, guess what? Mike Pence saying he won't have dinner with women other than his wife in single intimate settings is actually reflective of the majority of Americans' views towards how they should protect their marriage. I'm sure it had to disrupt the New York Times. New York Times editors were drinking heavily that night to have to admit that Mike Pence was right. Molly Hemingway wrote a very articulate piece about it on the at the Federalist this morning, and she's had a busy day because she's also just published something else that's quite interesting, and I wanted to touch on this, Molly. CNN published a fake quote from Abraham Lincoln, and they just did this?
Yeah, yesterday CNN took to its Twitter feed to sort of troll the president, or that's how it was interpreted.
Such a good use of Independence Day, you know?
Exactly what you should do. No, but they had quotes from various notable Americans talking about freedom, press freedom, truth, and whatnot. And they had one from Abraham Lincoln that was, "Let the people know the facts and the country will be safe." This was widely viewed as an attack on the president or a critique of the president. The Independent ran a story headlined, "CNN taunts Trump on July 4 with Abraham Lincoln quote on facts." They said the Post does not mention the president, but it was obvious who it was directed at.
Sure.
Well, some people said that quote seems a little bit interesting, and Terry Teachout in particular had a funny feeling about it, so he was looking for verification of it. It turns out it is not an accurate quote. It is, there's no evidence that Abraham Lincoln said that. There is evidence he said something somewhat similar, but the distinctions are really telling. So shortly after he was assassinated, someone claimed that he'd had a conversation with Lincoln where he had said, not let the people know the facts and the country will be safe, but let them know the truth and the country is safe. And he was talking about how at times during the Civil War, people might have wanted disunion, and he felt that they wanted that because they were misled about how high of a cost that would be if you resolved the war by just splitting ways, mm-hmm. and that if they really knew the truth, they would still fight to keep the Union together. So it's just as funny that the quote is about facts, and they actually got the quote wrong.
Yeah, CNN's having a bad week. I mean, what's your take on why they allocated a reporter and resources to go find a basement dweller and threaten him within an inch of his life?
Just real quick, I want to point out that they also got a quote from Benjamin Franklin wrong, or they said it was from Benjamin Franklin, and it was actually from John Trenchard and Thomas Gordon, who are the authors of Cato's letters. So I just thought it was funny for people who were trying to do such a good job trolling the president. They didn't do a great job with it. But I am stunned by their decision to spend investigatory resources going after someone who made a funny video about CNN. So that was where the president tweeted out that funny video showing
right.
Him beating up a metaphorical CNN in a fake wrestling tournament. So everyone knows that's kind of fake and theatrical, and it was a pretty funny meme. And I get that CNN was offended. I get that their feelings were hurt, but I honestly think they should have just stood up and kept walking, not letting everybody see how offended they were. Instead, they put all these investigative resources in to figure out who the random person was who originally made the meme. And he didn't ask the president to retweet it. He's just an anonymous guy.
Right.
And the idea that this would be newsworthy, much less they put it on the front page of their site on Independence Day. Huge letters, exclusive, breaking news. We found the guy who made the meme. And then even worse, they didn't identify him by name, but they put in there that they reserved the right to do so if he... Oh, they sort of forced an apology out of him for making this humorous video. And then they said if he ever did things that disagreed with their politics in the future, they reserved the right to out him. I mean, that is terrifying stuff, in my opinion.
Right. No, it's bullying of the worst sense, and here they say that Trump's the bully. It's just odd. You know, as best as I can tell, the president has pretty much been, in his most inflammatory moments, responding to things that other people have done. This is an initiation on CNN's part that is really, I mean, it sets a terrible precedent.
I don't know. I mean, clearly they just wanted to go after the president, but they're willing to let this other person be the means by which they do it. And you could say they're responding to him. I mean, he did make a video that makes fun of CNN, so they're responding to that. But they're a huge multinational
Molly, if that's going to happen, I'm going to have to punish my kids forever because they draw funny pictures of Dad every day. Hey, I appreciate your work. Molly Hemingway, reader at The Federalist. Thanks so much for being here, Molly.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Look around, look around. How lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, look around. How lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just
if it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It really is a rather stunning bit of polling, what the New York Times did. Men and women alone together, appropriate or inappropriate. Having a drink alone with another woman, inappropriate. 60% of women feel that way. 48% of men feel that way. Inappropriate having a private dinner with a woman that you're not married to, if you're a married man. 53% of women believe that, 45% of men. Lunch, it's a little more even there, 44% of women believe inappropriate, only 36% of men. And the lunch thing I kind of get. I don't even think Mike Pence has a no lunch policy. But it is quite telling. That the New York Times could not, in their 5,282 registered voters, could not find a majority of people that did not side with Mike Pence on what I just think are like basic common sense kind of things. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's start by talking to Nancy, who's in Queens. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Mr. McCullough. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I was calling about the Mike Pence thing. It's funny, I just got finished talking to my sister, and she said, common sense is a superpower. I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, being a nurse, you know, I have experience where I'm dealing with the opposite sex. Whenever that's the situation, I always make sure that I have a man present whenever I'm dealing with something that has to do with natural privacy, because sure. It makes sense to protect you as well as your spouse, and it's something that is common sense in medicine. It should be common sense in politics, common sense in business, and it would cut back on some of these bogus lawsuits that have been coming out too.
Well, it's interesting that what I found to be interesting about that story, Nancy, is that, you know, he made the decision 15 years ago. He's been practicing his personal practice, his life in that way for those 15 years. Nobody had a problem with it, but all of a sudden he becomes right. Part of the administration. And now they don't just say, well, that's different than what more libertine minded people would be like. They go so far as to say, oh, look, he's trying to institute Sharia law. I mean, The overreaction, you know, hysterical nonsense factor is just at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, it is stupid, and they're making something out of nothing. I appreciate Mike Pence, and he's the only reason I voted for this administration was him.
Well, he certainly improved he improved the ticket from my perspective, that's for sure. Hey, you also wanted to make a comment about the police, the assassination of the police officer last night.
Okay, got to tell you this. My father was a police officer. My godfather was a police officer. I had a cousin that was a police officer that, by the way, was shot 3 times. But I also don't know a man in my life that hasn't been stopped unjustly by police and treated as if they were a criminal when they were not. And I'm talking professionals. I'm talking pastors. I'm talking doctors. I'm talking normal people that are working. You know, my own son. You know, it really is kind of ugly because, unfortunately, when you're a minority group, you get treated as if everybody in that group is a criminal. And that bothers me. I also don't like anybody getting shot, particularly not police officers. And that pained me, what happened to that young lady this morning. So there's got to be a balance struck somewhere.
Well, I think that's the real trick, Nancy. Thanks for the call. The idea that we're going to be able to just, you know, snap our fingers and no more police get shot, I think that's not going to happen. So what begins to put this back together? How do you begin to have folks that when they're upset with law enforcement that they don't go and assassinate a police officer? Look, Mio Sotis Familia was 48. She had 3 kids waiting at home. She herself, an African-American woman, she herself, you know, just trying to pay her bills, trying to do what she needed to do to make sure that her life continued on, as we would assume everybody would that gets up every day. The guy that shot her had a criminal record. He'd been in and out of some of the, you know, worst prisons in the New York system. But just because he
had bad things happen to him. Does that mean now three kids should not grow up with their mom? I don't. These are the types of things that just really, they should disgust all of us. They should cause our stomachs to turn into actual, places of unrest. Mankind's evil. People would like us to think that the opposite is true. Secularists would like you to believe that mankind, left to its own device, can find ultimate enlightenment. Can't happen. Mankind is inborn with a sin nature. We've got a natural propensity to be selfish, to look out for ourselves. And as I was contemplating this not long ago, you know, that's the root basis for everything that we consider to be a sin. Everything that you struggle with in your life, trying to master, you know, that would be sinful in nature, it all starts out of selfishness. If it's sexual, if it's material, if it's because you want more power, if it's because just pick whatever it is. And nothing drove this home for me better than when I became a parent. And now that I have three ankle biters running around the house every day, I see it all the time. The way they treat each other, the way they treat mom and dad. There's an inherent desire to get what you want. And ultimately, maturity in life is the ultimate breaking of that, realizing that you don't get what you want all the time. So, I don't know. We've got such long handles on what needs to happen in order for this to get fixed. And in the meantime, you've just got people walking up and just, you know, shooting the people that have pledged to put their life on the line for you and me every day. At point-blank range. Really, really troublesome. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got more to get to. I'll update you on what is going on as we continue. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Orlando. Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you each and every day. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. And by the way, that's operating 24 hours a day. You can leave me a voicemail. Doesn't matter day or night, and I will get it at that number. And for those of you in the New York area specifically, you can tune to AM 970 The Answer in just a little over an hour, and we will be back on the air with hour two today of Kevin McCullough Radio. And every day, especially if you're in the New York area, love when you're able to join us for both. Okay, I want to brag on you just a little bit. Last week was telling you about the needs of some children that are living wretched, hideous lives. They don't have clothing. They don't have housing. They barely have anything. And for $39, you were asked if you would be interested in helping to feed one of these children for the coming year. And I am really excited to tell you that over the course of our time working on it together, that you have helped us at this moment help feed 598 of these special children, these orphans in Guatemala and in Haiti that have no resources. They have no parents. They have no welfare program. They have no Medicaid, Medicare coming their way. There is no public assistance that is available to them. But your gift of $39 made a tremendous difference in that regard. And because of that, nearly 600 kids, we're just two kids away from 600, are going to eat for the next year without missing a beat. Every single day, because of your generosity, they're going to be able to know that they've got food for that day. And it's specifically made for them. It is nutritious food. It's got carbohydrates. It's got protein. It's got everything that they need. And their little bodies that have been malnourished also need some special vitamins and minerals and other things to help them digest it better. That is going to be included as well. And so we are just thrilled that you've been able to make this difference and to do so in such a positive way. So I just want to say thanks. And if you still would like to give a gift, you can go to Cross International's website and do that. And I would encourage you to because you're continuing to make a difference. All right. Every single day, what we are about is trying to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity, do so while taking a look at breaking news and thinking about what it means and why it matters. And we do it every day at the same time. So if you ever want to, you know, respond to the stuff that we're covering, kmcradio@gmail.com, that's pretty simple, kmcradio@gmail.com. And we've got a lot of, it looks like there'll be a lot of developments. It looks like this North Korea thing is not going away, and we will keep you updated on, you know, when the UN ambassador for the U.S. tells the UN that one of our options is to go to war, that's a fairly significant posture. It's not one that I think that any of us want to see. But if North Korea insists upon fueling these mega rockets, some of them with the capacity to get to us and have a nuclear warhead on them, it is certainly days when we need to be thinking clearly and acting with purpose. And, of course, above all else, asking God what his plan and will is for us. So we'll keeping you informed in the days to come. Hope you had a great July 4th. I'm Kevin McCullough from the entire McCullough family. We wish you the happiest of Independence Day wishes, even on this day after. And we will see you next time on Kevin McCullough Radio.